Today's children seem to be surrounded by technology. Smartphones, internet-connected TVs, baby-proof iPad covers, and even iPotters. A recent survey of over 1,000 families by babies.co.uk suggests that one in seven parents let their toddlers use such gadgets for 4 hours or more a day. Perhaps it's no surprise then that we're hearing reports of children as young as four who are receiving treatment for technology addiction. I spoke with Dr. Richard Graham, consultant child and adolescent psychiatrist at the Tavistock Clinic, London. He's launched the UK's first young person's technology addiction treatment clinic.
In setting up these services, I wanted there to be a place that if someone had a query or a question, there would be a place to turn to, because I think within the health space there's been huge debate as to how serious or not these issues are. But as we see the evolution of technology and the access to devices becomes even easier as they get smaller and you know, very soon they'll be on our heads or on our wrists, that I think, you know, there are questions at times about consumption and use where a parent might want to know where to turn. So now it's very difficult with small children to use terms like addiction because, you know, most children will be addicted to a teddy bear or a doll by those criteria and will be distressed if you take it away. So, but the principle was that to try and get a healthy adjustment, a healthy balance to using devices and certainly not completely restricting them.
According to a 2008 report by the European Union, one in every 100 children in Europe currently meet the criteria for technology addiction because when deprived, they become chronically agitated and irritable. I asked Richard about treating toddlers addicted to technology.
Today I was hearing from a child psychotherapist just observing how much children absolutely take notice of a parent's use of devices and are fascinated by the amount of attention we as adults give to smartphones and iPads. So I suppose in thinking about this, you know, one is thinking that we need ourselves need to model a healthy adjustment to the devices and be aware that we're being watched by small and older children, for that matter, in our use of them. But in saying that, I suppose fundamentally, if you feel that the use of any device, whether, you know, playing some of the wonderful games and really enjoying that interactive screen, which, you know, for a child will help hand-eye coordination develop and, you know, gives them a sense of being able to change their world, you know, in a way that would have been unknown to many of us, you know, which is great. But if that gets in the way of eating, of going to bed, of needing to go out, etc., then, you know, there's a very early sign that you need to start to establish some boundaries in relation to that. So the child has a clear sense of what the expectations are, and then, you know, trying to give them some notice before you're going to be asking them to stop. I mean, that they're always at a critical point in the game wherever it's time to stop.
Thanks, Richard, from Tavistock Clinic, London. So it is possible to become addicted to technology at any age. How else might it affect us? From personal experience, when I go for a coffee with my friends, they can sometimes tune out of the conversation and be checking their emails or Facebook feeds every few minutes. So can all of this extra information and stimulation affect how we interact with those around us? Well,